Good evening, podcast. Happy 4th. Yesterday, I was going to do a podcast, and then some things happened, and life gets in the way, and I'm not going to front. It was a weird day. I could have done a podcast, but my emotions were everywhere. And it was not going to be concise, it was not going to be like I wanted it to. So I decided to work on TikTok, work on social media, work on stuff like that. So let's get into today's podcast, shall we? This podcast, it's kind of funny how it, you know, July is not my favorite month. June, July is not the greatest. It's been 2 years. Doesn't feel like 2 years, but I had no idea what. Grief is a funny thing. My very first podcast was on grief. I dealt with the insecurities of it. My dog is trying to be on the podcast. I dealt with the insecurities of it. I've dealt with the craziness of it. The good, the bad, the in between, and it does not, I don't want to say grief gets better, in a way, but it gets easier to handle. Like, every single day I think about the people that I've lost that I've been close with, and, but on some days it's more prevalent for certain people than others. Like, some days I won't think about every single person, I'll just think about one. And then, on the next, I won't even think about that person. In the summer, I will always think about one person in general. If you listen to my very first podcast, then you know. And
if you're very close with me, you know.
Summer is not my favorite thing. And then, I don't know, it's like, I have a thing that says, do not worry about tomorrow, and then grateful. And then a sign that says, be who God meant for you, meant you to be, and will set the world on fire. And I have one that says, happy,
pray big.
I think that's on my phone. And the issue, I see this sound every day. The issue with being a Pisces is I worry about every single moment of my ever existence. I worry about the people close to me. I worry about the people close to me. If they have close people, I worry about them. Like, it's just, I'm a worrywart. Not a word. I don't mean to worry, but I worry myself sick, right? And with grief, I tend to worry about the outcome of that. I don't know if that makes sense, but if I can make anything worrisome, I will. Like, I can make laying in bed worrisome. I can make grief worrisome. With the grateful and the happy, like, I'm grateful I have those memories with them, and I'm happy they're no longer in pain. It may suck sometimes, but most of the time, like, I'm very grateful, thankful, blessed, whatever word you
think
is appropriate to at that point. That's what you need to do. Sorry, my dog keeps moving from one end of the bed to the next. And the other one is
pray.
That's what I was taught. I've even been taught now, you know. Prayer can change a lot of things, and it's in his time, not our time, so it's kind of, you know, tricky, because we all want it to happen right then and there, you know. The last time, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. God has a plan and purpose for everyone. Now, yes, those that have passed away, they served their purpose.
And I'm very thankful
that I got to be a part of, like, certain ones, because they're gone, like, too soon. They made, what is it? It's like, they made footprints on your heart. And I think people forget that no matter what, you're making an impact on someone. So keep doing what you're doing. And if you're consistent and everything lines up the way that it's supposed to, it will work out. You will make an impact on someone's life. And I think that's like the biggest thing that like I forget sometimes is I get scared to talk about certain things, but if I don't talk about those things, like, I'm not gonna,
someone else might be struggling
with what I'm struggling with, and that's what we need to, I need to, you know, say, okay, this is what I'm struggling with, this is how I'm, like, coping with it, how I'm dealing with it, what I'm doing to fix it, or, you know, make it better for next time, or whatever. Same with, like, my fitness goals. Like, my weight loss journey has been the same as my grief journey. It's been spirals. It's, you know, the grief and
fitness for me go hand in hand, because that's what I go to
when I'm, like, depressed and in my mood, then I'm like, okay, let's go to the gym. And so I think that's the coping mechanism for grief, I know, but at the same time, I know that it helps me. It may not help someone else. Someone else may just need to read a book. I'm gonna really start to
like, have time to just read. Whether that's, like, 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, an hour.
I want to
fill my time with books instead of, now, yes, like, I'm making
the podcast and TikTok and social media. Hopefully, one day, soon, my full-time job. So, yeah, I will need to be, like, on my phone, but I can set aside time to be like, okay, I'm gonna read for 45 minutes 2 times a day, whether that be in the morning and at night, and that's
probably gonna help a lot of my grief,
honestly, escaping into a reality. I'm trying to do the Rory Gilmore book challenge, but I haven't even, like, started that book, and so I don't really know how to, like, get myself encouraged to do that. If anyone has any ideas, please let me know, because I'm running out of ideas. But, like, grief comes and goes. we don't worry about tomorrow because God's got this. You know, just pray. And be grateful that you had those times with them. But be happy that they're not in pain anymore. They're not dealing with what you're doing, you know. Like, I'm very thankful that, or happy, or whatever word you want to use. But like my grandmother, she had Alzheimer's. She didn't have to be in pain anymore, you know. And I'm going to take all that and set the world on fire with who God is meaning for me to be. And setting my purpose out just like they all had their purpose. And so I think the biggest thing that like I've learned, especially in these last 11 minutes, is I never tied all my signs together, but they all can be put together, and it's kind of cool how to see all that, but it's always sad when someone passes away. It's always sad. It always. But, and it's scary to think about that one day this world will not, like, we will not be in it. That's so scary. It's like The Matrix. Like, The Matrix, I watched all three in, like, I think a week setting. I want to say, in like 2019, and ever since then I've been forever just like, whoa. So, but like it's just scary to think about. But you can. They wouldn't want you to be sad. They wouldn't want you to mope around, or you know. They would want you to be who God meant you to be, and to set the world on fire, and. It's just crazy to think that even I, like, I'm scared to put it forth. Like, I can scroll through TikTok, leave so many comments, and, like, go in people's lives and, like, send them words of encouragement. And, like, that may get people. But what's really gonna get people is my consistency. My drive on my videos and showing up when no one else is. Now, am I gonna figure out the algorithm tonight and go viral in the morning? Probably not. But it could happen. If I pray big and I don't worry about tomorrow and I'm grateful and I have a happy heart and I pray big and I can literally now put all my signs under any situation. I'm gonna remember this because, especially be who God meant. I've always looked at that, and I have a record clock up, which is like really freaking adorable, and I love it. My mom's cousin gave it to me, and I will forever cherish it. Because, if you know me, I love records. I love vinyl records.
I need to get this little station cuzziness thing going. Because I'm going to start doing, especially on my TikTok, I really want to, like, have where I set up. But I need to.
It's going to be a minute before that happens.
But, or on my podcast where I do vinyl talks. That's what I really want to do. And I might start that this week if I can get this section figured out. But I love vinyls, and so the vinyl box, it doesn't work, but it's so cool. So, but
I hope this resonated with someone. I hope it helped. Because, like, I'm going through it
every single day. Especially in the summer, and then during Christmas. December, January, and then June, July. Those are, like, my toughest months of just, like, warm. That's why January, because I have memories of January for the person who passed away in June and July, and my grandmother passed away in January, my mom passed away in December. So, it's like December being in June, July, and my mom's birthday is in July, and National Donut Day is in June, and that's what I celebrated with my grandmother. So these months kind of all like collide, and I just now realized that as I was divvying out that piece of information, and I did not realize that until just now that they all coincide. And September, because no one passed away in September, but September was when I found out. And I went on this long rabbit hole things, and yeah, and then I started my podcast. That was how I got my podcast started, because I needed a safe spot to talk about things, and I really haven't used it for what I intended it to be used for. But it will be used for that from now on. Yes, there will be, like, my vinyl talks. Because I love those. Like, I love that idea. And I think a lot of people will. And then I'll do here and there, like, my favorites. I'm going to do the favorites at the end of each month. Because right now I'm still stuck on, like, my iced coffee and like all that kind of stuff, and my favorite song is still the same. Everything's like, I'm still drinking Capri Suns. Like, I haven't really ventured out into the world much. So, but I'm gonna end this podcast. Just remember not to worry about tomorrow, because if you pray big and you're grateful, and you have a happy heart, and you are patient, and you be who God wants you to be, you will set the world on fire. Everything will be okay in the end. And life is just good. Go get you a Capri Sun. If anyone knows anyone who's, like, headquartered at Capri Sun, if they can sponsor me, that would be great. Because I would love that, honestly. I drink Capri Suns way too much, probably, but it's all natural ingredients, right? I don't know. But thank you for sharing and listening to my other podcasts. I truly do appreciate it. I hope everyone had an awesome 4th, and I'll see you in the next podcast.